This is part of the Navajo tribal, Eastern Navajo Council revolution made during 1968 to 1969. And here is what they call the DNA, Law and Action. This was a violation law that was made August 31, 1969. DNA Legal Service Program is what it's called, a community action program. DNA gets more money to contain legal service for the Navajo at Hogan level for 1969 and 1970. The DNA executive officials were notified by telegram that DNA was refined for the 1970 physical years. The telegram read as follows. Please to inform you of approval of grant 9778 in the amount of 1,010,700 dollars to your agency to assist in financing a legal service program under TILI 11A of the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964 as mandated. The DNA refining proposal was designed to let the CRIP program perform to maximum corporatists after 2.5 years. The program has established permitted office, the employment a full staff of Navajo advocate and authorized attorney. The past summer there were 18 lawyers and 62 Navajo employment. DNA will be able to hire several more attorney and the Navajo workers in the refining grant of over $1 million. DNA will also explain its permitting law and community education staff, which travels the reservation to attend meeting per request of chapter leaders to explain the DNA legal service program, providing laws, consumer education, and community DNA education program. DNA legal service program has progressed over 15,000 cases from the time DNA first started serving claimant, which was April 1967 to the present. The DNA has handled over 15,000 cases for the Navajo people in the following legal program. Sale contract, consumers and employments program, welfare, social security, workmen's, compensation programs, housing code program, family problem, divorce, non-support, capital, and adoption. Automobile accident, grazing rights, land, dependent pawns, driver's license, a vehicle, regression. On August 26, 1969, the DNA executive staff travel to Phoenix to examine the grant of the DNA refining in the amount of 1,010,700 dollars from the top OEO legal service official. Governor of Arizona, Jack Williams, signed the grant level has been voted grant to him by law. DNA will begin receiving cash grant from the Federal Service Treasury within 2 weeks. DNA helped the Navajo family, a young Navajo couple, Resent, came to DNA Winter Rock office to seek help in getting two little girls of their twins back from the custom of the New Mexico State Welfare Department. The girl's mother has given the child to the local missionary for care when they were only 1 month old. Shortly thereafter, the welfare department got a court order to custody of the children without informing the parents. For the next 5.5 years, the twins were in the care of the welfare department, which contained two disrespect the rights of the girls. Naturally, parents' DNA claim. This is the story of the DNA National Park in Bunk. There is an extremely quarterly of attendance figure greens yearly as a pursuit. The increased numbers of tourists could lead to the development of service business that would increase many fold the number of jobs available to the people within our area. Unemployment. contained to be a pressing problem within the Eastern Navajo Agency. Approximately 60% of the entire labor force is either in unemployment or underemployment. We need vocational and aiders education training program to finding to train our unemployment worker, young and old alike. More funding is needed for the public and burdens of Indian affairs. School within the Eastern Navajo country in order that quality education can be provided, and so that our young people will have the opportunity to start their carefully on an equally footing with other young American citizens. I propose more demonstration school in the margin of the Rough Rock School in Arizona. And I propose that at least three be located in the Eastern Navajo area. The Head Start program on the reservation shall be maintained and improved. A close courtesy educational television staying would do much to improve the qualities and qualities, of course, available in our more renowned school. For post-high school training, I suggest a few Eastern Navajo Junior College located at Crown Point. The most advising curves for unemployment of underemployment, of course, is the abilities of employment opportunity for our people. Here again, improvement road assisted will make the location of industry in our area in easier taste. The training program that I have suggest will make more of our working employment. But equally important is that necessarily for a resource investigation to determine what we have that industry is looking for, minorly including uranium, coal, oil, and gas are available. We know in industrially quite